Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Squid Billy Bo Morgan, Allie Mack hanging out here on the morning shift. Thank you guys so much for listening. Right now, we're going to welcome in driver of the number 19 car and this weekend's winner up at Pocono. Now, luckily for us, Chase, we already had this scheduled. I'm sure you've been a busy man all week coming off the victory, man. How good did it feel to actually get in the winner's circle this weekend? I know you've been wanting to get that that hump off your back a little bit over at Joe Gibbs Racing, and had to feel pretty good after that duel with Denny Hamlin there at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime you can go get a win, it's definitely a big relief and a big feeling. But certainly whenever you go to a new team, I mean, it's no different than going to a new job. You want to make the new boss happy and appreciate you. So for us to be able to, do it in a Joe Gibbs Racing car definitely was a huge sense of relief. So, yeah, looking forward to, going to Atlanta this weekend and feeling about 100 pounds lighter.
I think it says a lot about where your career's been. I mean, I've heard the stories of you kind of almost being on your way back to Indiana when you get the call to do certain tryouts and other things like that. Things kind of, fold at Stuart Haas Racing last year. Martin Truex is leaving his ride over at Joe Gibbs Racing. Talk a little bit about that change, that transition from Stuart Haas Racing that was shuttering at the end of the season. Couldn't have been a great atmosphere to going over to a team and a company like Joe Gibbs Racing where they have championship caliber drivers at every position and you feel like the equipment is as good as you could possibly ask for.
Yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment. The last, 2, 3, 4 years at Stuart Haas was different than kind of what Stuart Haas was before when they were kind of the powerhouse team. The expectation was totally different kind of in my cup career, SHR, we truthfully weren't really expecting to go win week in and week out. We knew there was going to be weeks where we were going to struggle. We knew we had our strong tracks, but for the most part, you were just trying to go there and have a good day. Where coming over to JGR, they fully expect you to be in the mix and battling for a win every single weekend. So, just the expectation is totally different. And then, like you were saying, with teammates, that are constantly winning races as well, that's something that's kind of new for me too, where at SHR, none of us were really winning, so you didn't have that kind of internal competition for wins like you would at a JGR. So yeah, that was just definitely different for me, just the atmosphere, the intensity level, but it has been a lot of fun to come over and to see kind of finally behind the walls of what makes JGR so successful and so good. And obviously it starts at the top with Coach, so it's been a lot of fun just being over here for the last 4 or 5 months, and hopefully be here for a really long time.
It never gets old hearing guys say Coach. I love the Coach Gibbs thing. I love it when you guys call him that. You said something interesting after the win at Pocono about you. I believe it was after the win. I know it was sometime during the weekend that I believe that you talked about overdriving the car. And when you got to JGR, you were overdriving because of the struggles you had at Stuart Haas, the whole team had, and where the company was going. When I heard that, I was like, man, I got to ask about this. I want more information. What goes into that overdriving the car? Because I know you do iRace, and Mike and I are big iRacers, and I know you wear your tires up and stuff. But that's what I think about overdriving it. But what exactly were you doing that was holding you back when you first got here this season? Because clearly you've unlocked something.
Yeah, it was actually the opposite. I was underdriving at the beginning of the year. Just the car's capability was so much greater than anything I had driven before that I was kind of always under it. And I thought that was a lot of the reason why we kind of struggled early in the year in qualifying. Just I was so used to, going to these racetracks and qualifying, and, I could only go to this part of the corner until I had a lift or carry this much throttle. And, that's just the type of cars that I've been driving. That was the max capability that they had, where the Joe Gibbs Racing cars, like, they can just take so much more. And there's times where, I might not even have to get out of the throttle anymore. So I felt like at the beginning of the year, I was just especially in qualifying, just really underdriving the car a lot. And it took me until, you know, I would say early May to finally understand kind of how much I could get away with. So yeah, a lot of the year I've kind of been underdriving, which is the complete opposite for me. Typically, I'm definitely overdriving and driving way too hard into the corner and doing all those things. But, you know, this car just took me, you know, 2-3 months of it into the season until I finally kind of started understanding just how much harder I could drive this car and get away with.
That's interesting stuff, man. Chase Briscoe joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chase, let's follow that up. Obviously, this weekend's race we're here to talk about down at Echo Park Speedway down in Hampton, Georgia. We talked to Blaney last week, and he was talking about some of the changes he expects with the surface there at Atlanta. You know, and the fact that it's going to be a night race. It's obviously hot during the summer compared to what it was back in February last time you guys were there. Talk about the handling of the car at a drafting track. Obviously, handling is much more intense when it comes to this track as opposed to other drafting tracks like Talladega and Daytona. What changes are you expecting in terms of the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart this weekend?
Yeah, Atlanta's always a tough one to go to just because it is a super speedway race, but it certainly has a, you know, characteristic of just balance. You know, when we go to Daytona or Talladega, it's so easy to run wide open all the time, no matter what. Where at Atlanta, I mean, it's only the leader is typically running wide open. Everybody behind that has to lift to a certain extent in the corner. So, you know, your car's balance really does come into play. And the more throttle you can carry in the pack, the faster you're going to go, the easier you're going to make moves. You know, it's kind of one of these hybrid racetracks where it is a super speedway, but it is still a mile and a half racetrack. So it's tough. You know, the track changes every time we go there. It seems like each time, you know, even just a couple months apart, it'll have less grip. And certainly, you know, the last time we raced there, I think it was 50 degrees. This time it's going to be, you know, in the 90s. So the track's already going to have less grip. So it's always a challenge for the race team to kind of see what type of car build they bring between downforce and drag. And then how aggressive you get on setup. So hopefully our team will hit it right. You know, truthfully, last time we were there, I thought our car drove really, really good. But as a company, we probably had way too much downforce, and it made it where we were just extremely slow once we got the lead and made us almost too vulnerable. So, yeah, it'll be a challenge to see kind of what we go back with this time with the weather, you know, being totally different, and hopefully we can do it right.
Yeah, I want to go back briefly to last weekend real quick, Chase. I know you won, and the Amazon Prime post-race show is unlike anything that we've really seen in NASCAR because, you know, the winners have seemed to make their way over every week after everything. And I thought it was a pretty cool moment because it's pretty well known that you don't drink, and those guys have a cold beer after every show with the winner, and they bring over – they had Ryan Fitzpatrick and company, they come over, but they bring you a nice cold ice Coke. And I was like, how did they know? I guess everybody knows about that, but how cool is it to go on that post race show with Junior and Carl Edwards and LaJoy and Danielle Trotta, who does a great job, and just kick back and relax in an interview?
Yeah, the Prime Group did an amazing job these last 5 weeks, you know, kind of bringing in a whole new element, I felt like, to just how our broadcasts are, you know, on the cable side of things. So it was refreshing. You know, they brought a lot of really cool ideas. And I thought, you know, the fans that ended up watching it really loved their kind of pre- and post-race show. So, yeah, the post-race show is a blast, though. You know, you go over there and, you know, the fans are just going wild. It is kind of like a college game day feel, I felt like. You know, where the fans are in the background, they all have signs, they're screaming stuff. But yeah, then to have, you know, Junior and Corey and Carl and Danielle all up there, and then, you know, even this week had a couple special guests. It was neat to go on there. But yeah, it was wild. As I was, they like come pick you up on a golf cart or whatever, and yeah, they were like, hey, you know, we know you don't drink. I don't know how they knew all that already, but yeah, they're like, we got you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, it is Throwback Thursday, so we're going to play some trivia today.
Mike!
Oh, sorry.
Your name is your buzzer, as Mike just demonstrated. And today's theme is racing. We're going to stick with the Quaker State 400 theme today. All right, here we go. Dylan, please help me hear who says their name first. Thank you. All right, what year was the first Daytona 500?
Bo, 1951.
I'm going to try this.
Wasn't necessary, Dylan.
I'm going to go 1964.
No.
I want to say 46.
It was older than that.
That can't be right.
But
it was 59.
Nah, we were all over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In what movie does Matt Damon play Carroll Shelby?
Bo.
Bo.
What is the name of that movie? Oh,
from
man.
From 2019.
I know. I was going to say it's not even a classic.
Ford versus Ferrari.
That's it.
Yeah. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
No. That movie is absolutely
good.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
so good.
When you made that noise, I go, I just forgot.
All right. Which NASCAR track is nicknamed the Paperclip?
Mike.
But,
Martinsville.
Yeah. That's the track I want to go to.
I've been.
So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Name the movie starring Brad Pitt as Sonny Hayes that is actually coming out this weekend.
Mike. Bo.
Mike.
F1.
That is it. Which popular animated movie features a talking race car?
Bo. Cars.
Yes. What does NASCAR stand for?
Mike. National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing.
I'll give it to you.
Let's go.
For Stock Car Auto Racing. Yes. All right. What is the name of the hotshot NASCAR driver that Tom Cruise plays?
Bo. Cole Trickle.
That is it.
Not to be confused with Dick Trickle, who was a real driver.
Yeah.
Bonus points if you know his rival turned friend.
Bo, Roddy Burns.
That is it.
I knew, dude, this is not good. This is going sideways in a hurry.
It is. Okay, Mike has 3. Bo has 4. What number? Dylan, please listen closely on this one. What number did Dale Earnhardt Sr.?
Mike, 3.
That is it.
Well, you know, I like to let her finish because he had multiple numbers.
Okay.
All right, so now it is tied up. Mike has 4, Bo has 4. What is the name of the Talladega-based NASCAR comedy starring
Bo?
Mike.
Talladega Nights.
All right, Bo is in the lead.
Could have been
5
any name.
To Could have 4.
Been the name of the lead actor. You don't even know.
No.
Just let her finish.
No. You know what? Then either we have a rule or we don't, because you don't abide by it.
It goes back and forth, depending how we're feeling. Okay, which NASCAR driver was known as the King?
Bo. Richard Petty.
That is correct.
Yeah, on that one, tough
I'm
guy.
Just slow to the button today.
Yeah. It is now 6-4. Bo is in the lead. Which Netflix show featured a fictional NASCAR team run by Kevin James?
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
The Pit Crew. Oh, I'm right there. I'm right there.
You added a word.
Yeah,
Bo.
Oh, you can't.
Oh wait, but I said
the
that.
No,
Allie, that's on you.
Hold on, that's on me. That's not
voice. No, hold on. I'm gonna right now. He always gets a chance to steal my miss.
You right. do,
but she doesn't always.
But
give me
I messed
anyway.
It up.
Yeah, she messed it up.
So,
she,
I promise
she hasn't
I have
messed
more.
It up in the past. Well,
then, we got it. How many more?
No, let's just keep talking.
I'm gonna lose anyway. Let's keep rolling.
What? Okay, it is 6-4. Bo is in the lead. What food is famously thrown on the track at Bristol by fans?
Bo.
Bo?
What is that? I don't even know.
I was going to say hot dogs because I thought
that's
it was Martinsville. But I heard Bristol and I was like, I don't remember if I've been to Bristol. I've never seen them throw food. Normally people at NASCAR consume it. They don't throw it.
I have no idea.
I mean, my sources say hot dogs.
No, I believe you. Oh, hot dogs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, I got it right. Yeah. 7.
Boom. That was by accident.
Commanding.
It was by accident. Okay, which actor plays the rival driver, Jean Girard, in Talladega?
Mike.
Sacha
Baron Cohen.
That is correct.
I was like, I know this.
That was a good pull because I was gonna say what's the other guy he plays?
I don't know.
What's the movie?
Borat.
Borat, yeah.
All right. Jan Martin Burrow got his racing start by playing video games. What movie starring Orlando Bloom is based on his
Bo.
Story? Bo.
Gran Turismo.
That is correct.
Nice,
all right.
Bold.
Final score, 8-5. Bo, you won this one.
That was one of my favorite editions, though. Even though I lost. That was fun.
Yeah. Where are you at now? How you like me now?
Congratulations, Bo.
What's the score in the series? I think it's tied, isn't it?
I believe it's tied.
Yeah.
I think it's 3-3. 4-4 I got to go back in the records.
Yeah. Well, it's very important that you have these, Allie.
I know.
Only important when he wins.
Coming up, the Hawks traded back to get a hometown kid at 23. Asa Newell will dive into how it will change things up. That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
where Squid is King, the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.